On Drive with Joel and Fletch, it's time for Choose List Tuesday.
Okay, Brian, so what I've done today, I've said to the luminary of lists, I said, this story around Curtis Camper, just invent your list somehow related to that. G'day, luminary.
Good afternoon, boys.
I'd just first like to take umbrage, Dean, into the fact that they call this a double hat trick.
Right.
So for me, double is duplicating the first thing to therefore have two of the same thing.
Can you just explain what went on?
So it was four balls, four wickets.
Gotcha.
For the Irishman.
Yep.
Curtis Camper, right? So that was in the opening match of their T20 tournament.
Gotcha.
The Netherlands started the 10th over of Group A against Ireland on 2 for 50, and it ended up 6 for 50 and ultimately 6 for 52. So four balls in a row, bang.
Yeah, it's not a double hat-trick.
It's not a double hat-trick. It's a hat-trick plus one.
It's a pat-trick.
Yes, for the Irish, it's a pat-trick. Oh, very, very good. So, Luminary, what have you landed on today?
Well, double hat-tricks are a pretty unique and interesting sporting record. So I've kind of looked at sporting records that will be very difficult to beat. And there's a lot of options in this particular area, but I've settled on four.
Okay.
So the fourth is Cal Ripken Jr. He was nicknamed the Iron Man. He's a former American baseball shortstop and third base for the Baltimore Orioles. And it really is hard to imagine that anyone's going to break his consecutive games played of 2,632 games. The closest anyone came to that was Lou Gehrig back in the 30s, and he had to retire at 2,130. And then the next player, I think, is 1,300, and there's not a player in the current crop of NBL, Major League Baseball players who are actually in the top 40.
So what, 2,600-odd games on the bounce, didn't miss a game. Wow.
Did not miss a game.
Wow. Okay, that's number four.
Did not miss a game.
Number three, Dean.
It's hard to go past, and I'm a Sharks fan, so it's really difficult for me to say this, but it is very hard to go past the 11 premierships in a row of the St. George Dragons from 56 to 66. They started off their run, they beat Balmain, and interestingly enough, they finished their run beating Balmain in 1966, 23-4. But you look at the players, they had Carney, Wilson, Clay, Proven, Lumsden, Bath, Raper, Langland, Smith, King. It's no wonder they were able to go on that particular run. But they also put it down a lot to three factors. One, club administration with Frank Facer. Two, the amount of money they were able to generate through their leagues club and poker machines to pour into development and bringing in overseas and international players. But the third one was really critical, they say, was mastering the art of the unlimited tackle football, because Ken Carney and Harry Bath had spent time in England and were able to come back and bring that discipline of resolute defence into the Dragons team.
Yeah, I think Aaron Wallace of Fox Sports Lab, I think he said something like, Norm Proven, Dean, had gone 10 years or something without having lost a game at Cogra.
Yeah, an amazing run. I don't think we'll ever see anything like it again.
Number three. Okay, let's move on to number two.
Number two, Michael Phelps. Now, he won his 23rd gold medal at the Rio Olympics. He's got 28 medals overall, which comfortably puts him in first place as an athlete with the most medals. And with his gold tally, he takes gold in 80% of the events he competes in. Before Phelps, I think the record holder was Larissa Latania from the Soviet Union. She was a gymnast, and she had 18 medals, but only 9 of them were gold. And with Phelps, he also holds the record for the most gold medals won at a single Olympics with 8, and knocked off Mark Spitz, who held 7 in 1972.
Wow. Just having a look at this in the pool... most Olympic gold medals in the pool, Mark Spitz and Matt Biondi 11, Phelps 28. It is just remarkable. So Phelps number two. Okay, who's number one?
Well, I don't think you can go past the Don, Don Bradman, and that amazing test batting average he had, 99.94, still unbroken. It's been cited as probably the greatest achievement by any sportsman in any major sport. He's Australian folklore, not just for his... unbelievable batting talents, but the way he developed them, the old cricket stump and the golf ball up against the water tank. had a meteoric rise from bush cricket to the Australian Test team in just over 2 years, was the sporting idol of the Great Depression, played for 20 years, consistently scoring at levels that made him worth three batsmen to Australia. The Poms, they introduced the controversial body line to try and get him out of the game. Unbelievable. He played 52 matches. He had 80 innings for that amazing average of 99.94. The next best is actually Adam Bogis, and he's got 61.87, and that only came off 20 matches.
That's a great trivia question, isn't it?
Who's second?
Of all time, not just Australia, of all time.
Yep.
Do you know who number three is, Dean?
Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Of all time, 61.8.
They say he had tears in his eyes, the Don going last. That's why he got the quacker.
Yeah, that's right.
Currently in the top six, there are four Australians. Voges at two, Smith at three, and Labuschagne at six.
Shouldn't it be a minimum of 50 tests? Can't go off 20 tests.
Yeah.
I've got one for you. And for our listeners, I would throw in Kelly Slater. No one's going to beat 11 world titles.
What did Lane Beachley get? Lane got eight, did she? Or
seven.
Seven?
Seven. Yeah, she had seven.
I don't think anyone will beat 11.
Banded many years ago, the Newcastle surfer, and he had four or five, but then Kelly Slater came along and blew him out of the water.
11.
If the Joker wins, goes past Nadal and Federer, that'd be hard to beat, wouldn't it?
Novak's?
Yeah. Oh,
not a fan of the Joker. Not a fan.
Well, he come out. Well, he could be a delayed grade.
Yeah.
Can he be a delayed grade? What we'd like to do, Dean, is... We know you have A grades on Monday. We like to have a delayed grade,
yeah.
Which and I'm giving it to that gibberer,
yeah.
Novak. He won't tell anyone if he's vaccinated, so he might not come for the Australian Open.
Yep.
Piss off.
Complete grade. Tell you a record that won't ever be beat, in my opinion. We had him on the show. Adrian Morley, a send-off after 12 seconds.
That's right, yeah.
That won't get beat.
Nah, unless you king the ref on the way through. Yeah. That'd be quicker. So the ref blows and you just king him. Matt, you would be. That's the only way out of it.
What about Joey Chestnut? He'll be hard to beat with the hot dog records, won't he?
Oh, the hot dogs.
Yeah.
And was it Kobayashi who he beat before that? Was he the record holder?
Usual suspects.
Kobayashi?
Yeah, he's in Usual Suspects as well, yeah.
Yeah, so
great movie.
Who's going to star in a movie and win the hot dog competition? Anyway, Dean, outstanding. Now, you are our conduit to community sport. Have we got any breaking news or updates as to what's happening out there?
We're really happy to be back, but the public health orders are really disappointing and the limits that they have placed on community sport. The 200 maximum number, it works where you have a venue that has one field, but where you have centralised venues with multiple fields, it is really restrictive at the moment. So there's a lot of work being done with government at the moment to try and get them to revise that. So hopefully we can get more people out there playing and get them smiling and enjoying themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go there. Thank you very much, Dean. Outstanding work again.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy the arvo.
There he is, Dean Russell, the luminary of lists. You can have your say. If there's any that come to mind, records that will never, ever be broken, let us know.